We continue learning. We're in Perapeg Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, Hevker la'anim Hevker. Now the Mishnah uses the word Hefker with the Vays, but it's the same word as the word Hefker with the Fay. And Beishamai teaches us that if you declare something olinus only for Aniim, it's considered Hefker. We've had this discussion before. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omim eno Hefker, ache yuvkar af la'ashirim bash kashmita. So Beis Shammai believes Hefker for Aniim can be Hefker if I just declare this is only onlys for the poor people. Why is that okay? So Beis Shammai bases this on the Pasuk that says as follows, le'aniv la'ger ta'azov osam, with respect to matnos Aniim, it says, you leave it for the poor. Ta'azov osam. Why does it have to say ta'azov osam? It could have said le'oniv la'ger yihiyu. Ta'azov osam comes to tell us there must be another aziva. There must be some other thing that I'm to abandon. What other thing is there that I abandon? That's what we call hefker. And what's that supposed to be? Ah, ta'azov osam. It means that this other aziva, this other thing that a person may potentially abandon, which is hefker, also can go to the aniim. So just like le'aniv la'ger, we have certain gifts that go to them. Ta'azov osam, the extra, the another type of abandonment, which is what we call hefker, which will also go to the ani and the ger. Beis Hillel says, no, if you want to make something hefker, it has to be mufkar both for aniim and for ashirim. And he says it's like shmita. What do we know about Shemitah? So Shemitah, the Pasuk says, V'hashiviyis tishmetena unatashta. So during the seventh year, we know we're supposed to abandon all of our produce. It's supposed to be hefker. What is the extra phrase, unatashta, you should abandon it? That must be hefker. So here, we're comparing hefker to Shviyas, to Shemitah. Just like when it comes to Shemitah, Shemitah is where mafkir would declare all of our produce ownerless, both for aniim and ashim. Anyone can come and collect. So too, the abandonment of Hefker should also be like Shviyas, like Shemitah, and it should be both for Aniim and Ashirim, and if it's not, then it doesn't have the status of Hefker. Why is it important? Well, one important halacha is, as we know, Hefker is exempt from Trumos and Masos. If this doesn't have the status of Hefker, then there's an obligation to separate Trumos and Masos. Mishnah continues, Kol Omre Hasadeh Shel Kav Kav Ve'echad Shel Arbas Kabin Ushchacho. What's the case? So we have a field, and the bundles generally are the size of a kav. What's a kav? Well, six kav equal a saw. So maybe we know that measure, certain measure. So those are the bundles that are made up of a kav. Now, there's one very large bundle made up of four kav. Very large bundle. And you forgot it. Now, why is it important to know that it's four kav versus one kav or two kav? So the answer is like this. We'll learn later on, Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in future Mishnayos, that if I have three consecutive bundles, one right after the other, so Beis Hillel says that's not Shechacha anymore. Three consecutive bundles is not Shechacha. Beis Shammai says four consecutive bundles are not considered Shechacha, and where each bundle is a Kaf. So now the question is, so here I don't have consecutive bundles, but I have actually one large bundle that equals four kav. So if these would be split into, well, each one, this four kav measure bundle would be split into four kavin, and they would be one right next to the other, they would not be considered shicha. That would be too much because it's a large number, or maybe there's something significant about that amount. But either way, so what's the status of a large bundle that equals four kav, that if you potentially would separate it, it would be four consecutive kavin, which according to Beis Shammai would not be shicha. So says the Mishnah, if you have shehasad kol omri hasad shel kav kav ve'echad shel arbas kavin u'shechacho Beis Shammai omri eino shechacha, it's not shechacha. We view it as if they've been split and they're right next to each other. That would make four consecutive kav measures of wheat, and therefore that's not shechacha anymore. Beis Hillel omrim shechacha. No, this is shechacha. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's one bundle. So one bundle is not, I would need three according to Beis Hillel. I need three consecutive bundles. According to Beis Shammai, I need four consecutive bundles. Well, this is only one bundle, and I don't consider that as if I should split it. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Ha'omer Shu Sabuch Lagapa V'Lagadish. I have a bundle. And it was forgotten, but it's right next to a gapa, a wool, or a gadish, or a stack of grain. La bakar, or it's very close to the place where the animals are. Or v'la kelim, or it's very close to, it's right next to where I place certain vessels, or let's say the vessels or the utensils for plowing. Ushchacha, and I forgot it. So bishamayom, may no shechacha. It's not shechacha. And I'm allowed to take it for myself. Why? Since it's next to a davar mesuyim, it's next to something that's recognizable, that's a designated area. So you can't call that shechacha, because the Baal HaSad is always going to remember where it is. Oh, I placed it by the wall. I placed it by the stack. I placed it by the animals. Beisil omim shechacha. Beisil says, no, just because it's next to a wall, next to some type of area that maybe it would be recognizable, makes no difference. At the end of the day, you forgot it. If you forgot it, it has the status. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. However, the Yerushalmi says that's where the Rabbi Yehoshua understood the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, however, says that he comes to qualify the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and says as follows. When I have a stack, and when I have a bundle that was left by the wool, left by a stack, left by the animals, etc., everyone agrees that that's Shechacha. Everyone agrees. The case of the Mishnah is where a person picked up the bundle in order to bring it to the city from the field, bring it into the city. And then I took a little break and put it next to the wall or next to a stack, next to the kalim or the animals. And then he forgot it. So Beis Shammai says, that's not shechacha. Why is that not shechacha? Because he was already zochet. He already acquired it, already picked it up. He's just putting there, on the way. Basil Omrim Shechacha. Basil says, no, that is Shechacha. But according to this version, according to this opinion, they both agree that it would be Shechacha, where you completely forgot it by the wall. Initially, the only machlokus is where I took it initially and then I placed it on my way, on my travels into the city from the farm, from the field. Then there's a debate whether it would be shechacha if I placed it by one of these recognizable areas.